Saturday, November 9th. Today, my mom came up with the stupid idea that we need to have family sharing time. She patiently explained to us that spending pre-planned quality time together as a family would encourage love, mutual respect, and bonding. I patiently explained to her that she should stop watching Dr. Phil. Since we were stuck doing family sharing time, I suggested we try one of those cool extreme sports they show on MTV. You know, the kind where you get to wear a helmet with cute designs on it, like hearts or rainbows. So you'll look really cute when you break a leg or fracture your skull. I think it would be fun, exciting, and educational if our family went bungee jumping together. My family goes bungee jumping. Wait, Dad, before you jump, you gotta tie your cord to that tree.
Yahoo!
Okay, so maybe a family bungee jumping trip is not such a good idea. As expected, my parents complained that extreme sports were way too dangerous. But that was a lame excuse, because family sharing time can be 10 times more deadly than all the extreme sports combined. Like the activity they'd planned for today. My parents excitedly announced at breakfast that we were going canoeing. I almost choked on my waffle. It didn't have anything to do with the fact that we were going canoeing. I just eat really fast and tend to almost choke on my food on a regular basis. Anyway, my dad had purchased an old, beat-up canoe at a garage sale for $3. He had his heart set on trying it out before winter sets in and all the lakes freeze over. I was like, $3? Dad, are you crazy? You spend more than that on your Egg McMuffin meal. But I just said that inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. What idiot would risk taking his or her family out in deep water in a garage sale canoe that only costs $3? Okay, let me rephrase the question. What idiot, other than my dad? I love him and all, but sometimes I really worry about that guy. Even a tiny, cheap, plastic pink canoe for Brianna's doll costs more than $3. I'm just saying. The really scary part was that Dad knew nothing whatsoever about canoes. And since it was from a garage sale, it didn't come with a manual, instruction book, warranty, or anything. When I mentioned my concerns, Dad just rolled his eyes at me and said, "Hey, I don't need to be a rocket doctor to locate the on-off switch." Anyway, Mom made PB&J sandwiches, Dad packed the car, and we headed out to this huge bay area that's really popular with boaters. As I expected, the event quickly turned into a major disaster. Mainly because Dad didn't figure out that a canoe required paddles until after we got out on the water. And then he got an attitude about the whole thing because his canoe didn't come with any paddles or an on-off switch. Duh. Which is probably why it only cost $3. But I didn't bother to remind Dad of all of that stuff because he was kind of in a really bad mood. So there we were, just floating around out on the bay for what seemed like forever. Thank goodness it was an unseasonably warm day, or we could have gotten hypothermia or something. Suddenly Dad's face lit up and I knew he was getting another of his wacky ideas. He grabbed this large stick that was floating in the water. Then he took off his shirt, tied it to the stick, and let it flutter in the wind. I guess that he was trying to convert our paddleless canoe into a sailboat or something. But, like most of his ideas, it didn't quite work the way he expected. Whenever the wind blew, the canoe would just spin around in circles really fast like some kind of demonic amusement park ride. Of course, we were all a bit grumpy about our situation, but thanks to Dad, now we were grumpy, dizzy, and seasick. And Mom was starting to get on my last nerve. Being the eternal optimist, she tried to cheer us up by making us sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat. That's when I suddenly lost it and screamed, Mom, has your reality check bounced? Can't you see we don't have any paddles? How are we supposed to row, row, row the boat? But I just said that inside my head so no one else heard it but me. And Brianna would not shut up. I had to restrain myself from trying to strangle her. She was whining nonstop about the stupidest things. Okay, I love my family and everything, but sometimes I think they're, a few clowns short of a circus. Lucky for us, someone spotted Dad's homemade sail and assumed he was signaling for help. Even though our family sharing time activity got off to a really bad start, I have to admit it ended up being as exciting as any extreme sport. Why? Getting rescued by that Coast Guard helicopter was thrilling. And being transported back to our car in that sleek, super-fast police speedboat was a total rush. When we finally got home, I was surprised to hear a phone message from Chloe and Zoe. Hey, Nikki, what's up? It's Chloe and Zoe here. We're calling to see if you're going to be available today or tomorrow to work on our act for the talent show. If so, give us a call. We can't wait to get started. I was like, just great. I really wanted to be in the talent show with them, but Mackenzie was going to make my life totally miserable if I did. Sooner or later, I was going to have to tell my BFFs I wouldn't be performing with them. But I was so exhausted from our canoe trip, I just wanted to take a hot shower and crawl into my comfy bed. I decided to tell them later. I wonder if Dad has figured out yet that canoes don't have on-off switches.